News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good afternoon. We are expecting a chance of showers and storms through the overnight tonight. Temperatures in the upper 60s. It's 4:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Sad news today as well-known philanthropist and the builder of the Dudley Tower in Wausau has died. Dick Dudley was 89. He had a 50-year career in broadcasting, starting off at WSAU Radio before moving to WSAW-TV in 1954. Dudley founded Dudley Investments, serving as the CEO until his death this morning. The downtown office building, the tallest in downtown Wausau, was completed in 2007. Funeral arrangements are still pending. The White House says it has decided there will be a response to chemical weapons use in Syria, although the exact nature of that response is yet to be decided. Fox News Radio's Mac Makowitz has more from the White House.
The White House says the United States must respond to the use of chemical weapons in Syria or risk encouraging more use. Vice President Biden addressed the issue, speaking to the American Legion in Houston.
The president believes, and I believe, that those who use chemical weapons against defenseless men, women, and children should and must be held accountable.
But the White House says the president has yet to decide what that response will be. The Pentagon says it has all the assets in play should the president decide on a military strike. But Press Secretary Jay Carney says any strike would not be done with the goal of toppling the Assad regime and would not put U.S. troops into Syria. At the White House, Mike Makowitz, Fox News Radio.
The tree-killing emerald ash borer beetle has been found in a ninth community in Milwaukee County. The DNR says two ash trees were found to be heavily infested on the state fair grounds. Officials say the park will be fully inspected in the next week, and a decision will be made on the fate of the ash trees there. On Wall Street, worries about a conflict with Syria are putting a damper on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 170 points to 14,776. The Nasdaq down 79, the S&P 500 down 26. In sports, the Milwaukee Brewers will try to spoil the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight as they battle for first place in the National League Central. The Pirates have won six straight against the Brewers at PNC Park. We'll have pregame starting for you at 5:30. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for central Wisconsin. A chance of showers and storms through the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low around 67. We are expecting widespread heavy fog. Heavy fog continuing Wednesday morning, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 86. Patchy fog Wednesday night, otherwise partly cloudy, a low around 63. Sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 83. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.